FM 103 in the morning, and a good morning to you. 6:37 already. This is the morning shift. I'm Johnny Canton. Charlie Bush is here. Tim Russell. Sad note in the sports news today. A man they believe to be running back Jack Delaney, the Kansas City Chiefs, drowned yesterday in Monroe, Louisiana. Well, the Twins lost one last night. The Toronto Blue Jays 4 and the Twins 2 at the Dome. They'll wind up their three-game series this afternoon, and we'll have Joe Souchere exclusively on sports coming up at 7:30 this morning. Weather-wise, 66 degrees, our current temp, high today 80. And according to our Weather Center, FM 103, the rain will go away today.
Hey, yeah, it's supposed to. We've had, this is the second wettest spring in the 20th century in the Twin Cities area.
Wow.
Did you know that?
I believe
it. Yeah, back in 1965, they had, 22 inches by the end of June, and we're looking right now at 20.1 inches. And I mean, I put new sod out there at Taj Bush, right, in the backyard. I don't want to say it's wet and soggy from all of this or getting swampy, but I would have swore I saw a guy that looked like Yoda skipping rocks off my lawn.
Charlie loves that Taj Bush, though.
Yeah, he does.
He's smart enough to invest in a pool on what's going to be kind of a hot July, I think.
Yeah.
And I'll tell you, it's something to see him do the maintenance on it. Something, it's kind of a different routine. He gets out the large flamethrower and then just kind of skims the pool with that, and then he fastens a big tissue paper strip right across the pool, right at the deep end.
To a typical shopping mall to serve spam lunch and meat recipes to shoppers who don't know they're eating spam.
Take a bite and let me know what you think.
Not bad. Want another one?
It's good.
Interesting.
Do you have anything to drink?
This is very good.
Would it surprise you if I said that that was made from spam?
Spam? That's spam.
You'd never know it.
Can we go now?
Good old spam.
This is spam in all of it? I'm surprised.
What surprised you so much? What did you think was in spam?
I don't really know.
Liver? Yeah, liver's in it. I think.
Nobody knows what's in spam.
Actually, you see, that's wrong. And are you ready for the shock? Ham and pork shoulder.
I'm surprised. I really am.
That's pretty good.
I've never appreciated it before.
Oh, what do you think of spam now?
I like it.
That's right. That's right. It's delicious.
I'm having a party, and I would probably make it for the party if I had the recipe, but I'd hide the can.
Come on, America. Discover the great taste of spam. It just might surprise you.
If that's spam, it's pretty good.
FM 103 kicks off your July 4th weekend with a free lunchtime concert tomorrow morning beginning at 11:30. We'll have Shangoya performing free Swenson's homemade ice cream and Coca-Cola. So we look forward to seeing you there 11:30 tomorrow. PV Plaza next Orchestra Hall. 6:41. She is an angel, too. Angel of the morning, Juice Newton. Good morning from FM 103, the morning bunch here at 6:44. 66 degrees and cloudy skies in the cities right now.
We come on the sloop, John B.
Let me go home. I want to go home. Beach Boys music, Sloop John B. That's one of their greatest. That's a good song to hear on this Thursday morning. Speaking of the Beach Boys, boy, I guess they're expecting a great big huge bunch at Atlantic City, New Jersey for the July 4th holiday weekend. You know, the Beach Boys, the controversy they had appearing in Washington and James Watt and all that. Well, they're going to land at Atlantic City, New Jersey. 500,000 people are expected to take in that concert.
Boy, the price is right. It's free. It's a free concert. It's just great. You're going to have a lot of fun there in Gamble City.
Yeah, I'd still rather see Wayne Newton. Ring a ding ding.
That was Mrs. Newton has a rather deep voice.
Somebody has to. Watch it, he's grown up now and he could slice us in two with a karate chop. Say, Charlie's going to be out and about entertaining the troops this afternoon.
Yeah, I have a group with me called the Beach Bums. They're going to be...
No, you actually do have some musical backup.
All right, the Four Jets, a Norwegian group that kind of does a Beach Boys thing.
And where can the people go?
Well, they just have to go down to Osborne Plaza there on 5th and Wabasha in downtown St. Paul. That's going to be today from 11:30 to 1:30. Going to have a lot of fun. I'll also be having a little talent contest out there, trying to discover if there's anybody in St. Paul with talent.
Sort of a prelude to the Taste of Minnesota.
That's You're going
to
be broadcasting there, too.
That's right. We'll be on the air. And plus, we'll be doing a show out there, so we're going to have fun.
Now, this Four Jets, this is kind of like a Norwegian version of the Four Lads, right?
That's right. You had a pretty good imitation
of
them,
too. I remember their song. Standing in the corner, watching a leger scooby.
Time is running out on that great Coleman cash rebate at the United Stores. You only have till the 4th of July to get $2 to $20 cash back direct from Coleman on many of the most popular items in United's huge Coleman inventory. And United always sells Coleman gear for less, so you'll save two ways on Coleman tents, Coleman sleeping bags, that great new outdoor cooker and smoker, plus all the familiar Coleman stoves, lanterns, and coolers. And while you're there, check out Coleman's indestructible Ram X canoe and that terrific car trailer, the Caboose, both on special at United Stores. Nobody has a better selection of Coleman than United, and nobody sells it for less. But remember, that cash rebate ends after the 4th. So stop by the United Stores today and save two ways with the rebate and with those super low United Stores prices. The Coleman deal that can't be beat at the 11 Twin City United Stores.
And the new Fridley United Store has a huge display of tents, including many discontinued and slightly blemished at drastic reductions at the Fridley United Store just south of 694 on Central Avenue North.
FM 103 qualifies you to win a Hobie Cat 14 catamaran from Erickson Marine. And FM 103.
Win this classically designed high-performance catamaran and experience the exhilarating mystique called sailing. To qualify, keep your Coca-Cola FM 103 Explore Minnesota travel card handy and listen to FM 103. Several times daily till July 1st, we'll announce two consecutive numbers. If those two consecutive numbers are on your Explore Minnesota travel card, you have 103 minutes to call FM 103 and qualify to win the Hobie Cat from Erickson Marine and FM 103. Charlie Bush, Tim Russell, and John Canton will draw the winning name on the morning show Friday, July 1st. The winner must present his Explore Minnesota travel card to claim the prize. Feel the wind in your face and the sun on your back when you sail your new Hobie Cat 14 from FM 103.
With you on a Thursday morning, this June 30th, and a good morning from the morning crew here at FM 103, 654, 66 in cloudy the cities, a partly sunny day today with a high of about 80. Charlie has a news update for you, a service of Minnesota Federal Savings and Loan.
For years, banks and savings and loans have been singing the same old song.
I can't give you anything but loans, baby. That's the only thing I plenty of.
They tell you how much they love you, but they never seem able to loan you money. At Minnesota Federal, we love you too, but we also have money to loan at very competitive rates. We'd love to finance your new or used car, for example. With Minnesota Federal's flexible payment plans, you can avoid the roadblocks you get from other lenders. And our fast service means you can own the car you want quickly.
Till that lucky day, you know darn well.
What the world needs now is love and money. Come to Minnesota Federal, where you can get both without the song and dance.
An attorney for seven Minnesota farmers said in federal court yesterday that the government should not be taking the receipts of farmers who need the money to pay their bills. The farmers want a preliminary injunction against the Farmers Home Administration to keep FHA from seizing their property or income until it changes how it handles delinquent borrowers. The U.S. Supreme Court yesterday said the government may continue to require male college aid applicants to divulge whether or not they've registered for a possible draft. Alan Searle has details.
In that ruling, the Supreme Court temporarily set aside a ruling by U.S. District Judge Donald Alsup of St. Paul. Alsup ruled June 17th that the disclosure rule itself is unconstitutional and barred enforcement of it. Alsup determined that because one has to divulge the potentially damaging information ahead of time, it amounts to self-incrimination, which is prohibited under the Fifth Amendment to the Constitution. What this means now is that the government may continue the procedure until it files a formal appeal of Judge Alsup's ruling to the Supreme Court that could take a year, having to go through the Supreme Court once again.
The U.S. infant mortality rate has dropped since 1950, but a new study shows the percentage of black infants who die in this country is nearly twice the rate for whites. The study indicates the gap is growing, and the group that conducted it says the U.S. should counter the trend by providing better health education and infant care programs for pregnant women and by trying to reduce the number of teenage pregnancies. As President Reagan heads west today, he is still being trailed by questions about how his 1980 campaign staff came to possess a Jimmy Carter campaign briefing book. The chairman of a House subcommittee yesterday said Reagan should and could end all the speculation by nabbing whomever it was on his staff who acquired that document. The Reagan administration doesn't like it, but a House panel yesterday approved a plan to provide health benefits for the unemployed. The bill, providing states with nearly $4 billion in federal grants over 3 years, now heads to the full House. According to the latest plant spurt, if you want vigorous vegetation, give your garden goodies lots of lumps, not love. A North Carolina gardening expert says that the best way to make some plants grow is simply to threaten them or even to beat the daylights out of them. Fred Yoder, a plant and flower shop operator in High Point, North Carolina, says that many plants and shrubs can be encouraged with sweet talk, but he warns, quote, you can kill a plant with kindness. Yoder yodels that many flowers flourish only when intimidated or attacked. He reports of one instance where a North Carolina farmer became angered at an apple tree that wouldn't produce year after year. Yoder states that the flaky farmer, quote, got mad enough to take the blunt side of his axe and beat the mischief out of that tree. Well, the following season, says Yoder, the terrified tree produced a near record crop of apples. The moral to the story, if you want fruitful flora, flog the bark off the bloody beggars. Well, it's a great day to get outdoors and terrorize your trees. With the FM 103 Weather Center forecast, here's Dan Carlson.
Charlie, you've just added new meaning to the phrase tossed salad. Our forecast is for clear to partly cloudy conditions right on through tonight, updating a bit slightly because we have had some clearing take place. Our high today will be near 80 with an overnight low of 64. Partly cloudy skies forecast tomorrow, a 30% chance of showers or thunderstorms, the high near 84 degrees, wind southwest 10 to 15 today, a light at variable tonight. Weekend outlook, partly cloudy, a chance of afternoon thunderstorms. Highs will run in the upper 70s to lower 80s. Currently, we have a partly cloudy sky and 66 degrees.
I work for Shakey's. I think you should know what it is that goes into our pizza that makes it such a high-quality product. You should know that we make our own pizza dough fresh daily from our own recipe. Maybe that's why you get a crisp, tender crust in a Shakey's pizza that no one else has been able to duplicate. You should know that we make our own Italian sausage, that we use 100% pure beef and pork, and that we use only 100% pure dairy cheeses in our pizzas. And do we pile on the cheese and toppings at Shakey's? More today than ever before.
Hungry.
Shakey's, that's what I want.
It's the ones there's a preoccupation with the Shakey's sensation. It's the ones. Shakey's satisfies the
Shakey's gives you more of what you want. Through July 18th, free Coke when you order a pizza to go, double or family size. One free quart with a thin crust pizza, two free quarts with a Shakey's pan pizza. Just write free Coke on a piece of paper and hand it in with your Shakey's order to go by July 18th.
Good morning from FM 103, WCCO-FM, Minneapolis, St. Paul, your official Explore Minnesota station here in the Twin Towns. Right on the nose, 7 o'clock.